7 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day way to spend time in your day. It's, let's see, Heather Bogman is here. McFadden, is he gone to...
He's right here.
I thought you were going someplace. I'm going someplace.
Huh.
So what are you waiting for?
Get rid of him yet.
Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Still got me
He's
for a few more
He's going to miss us, so he came in to say goodbye.
Really? How badly is he going to miss us? Come on, really.
True. He really is. He's going to miss us.
No, he just started to say not much.
Not much.
You're going to miss us.
The girls, yeah, I'll definitely miss them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very sweet.
You and I,
and
mean,
all those
we need
you?
A break every now and then.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
Jennifer has her television report later on in the hour. Roberta and the Queen of Cheap, out! Gone! Not finished, but not here. I think something just came out of me. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you burped on the air.
I did. You did?
He totally did. You didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Of course, it's nothing like the last. Actually, today was the first day.
You've been bleeping me a lot lately. In fact,
you've been doing some things that needed bleeping.
Can I finish my story?
Oh, excuse us, Jennifer. Yes, what's your
story?
No
problem. Yeah. But I said that burp was nothing compared to every day this week, except for today. So last night you must have done all right. But every day this week, you guys, I come in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is what I get met with. Ready? Excuse me. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week I got a burp.
I don't think that that's fair.
Why?
I don't make fun of your bodily noises.
She doesn't
make any.
She's
Except
very
you polite. Know what's funny is I don't burp.
You know who does? She can't defend herself. She's not here.
Roberta.
Roberta's got lots of gas.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
Tons of gas. All right, so how am I?
She's a New Yorker.
All right. How am I going to be attacked today? Yesterday, there seemed to be a number of people who wanted to attack me for what I'm not going to necessarily go back there, but I didn't really mean it to come out the way that it did. But apparently some people are upset with my take on women.
Some people
in business.
His new girlfriend specifically.
No, he said he's not in trouble anymore.
No, that was it.
But you have to tell the story because everybody with us now didn't hear the story. What did you say yesterday that got
Doug hasn't had a serious relationship in a while, so now he's got to watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
So it's not. We have to establish some rules. And just because there are things that I say on the air that are sometimes interesting, sometimes amusing, sometimes controversial, that doesn't mean that everything I'm saying is actually, even though Richie will tell you that what you hear on the air is really who I am.
Right.
But some things are shtick.
Right.
And yesterday, the thing, after we were talking about that, I had quite a bit of admiration, and that's what I was looking at and trying to explain regarding the new lady who's running Yahoo. And so she appeared on a list of hot women executives. And I made reference to it sort of in passing as if to suggest this was a sexist kind of...
That's pretty odd.
Well, but the thing was not taken in context. The context was that I was being critical of the sexist stuff, and it sort of sounded like on the air that I was being the sexist.
Number 7 is Russian.
That was my favorite.
So then in the commercial break, the girlfriend sends him an email. She's like, well, I'm going to not listen anymore. And that was it.
No, she was done for the
All
for a
day
while.
Long, Doug was like, in the commercial break, she turned the volume down. Is everything okay?
I didn't say that.
No, I knew you were on the phone.
Stop being a pansy.
I know you were on the phone.
I'm
not the pansy. I'm not the one hanging up calling my girlfriend.
I didn't. It wasn't quite the way you portrayed it.
It was close.
Nah, it's okay. Speaking of women in high places, this is the anniversary of Geraldine Ferraro being nominated as the first woman from a major political party to run for the office of vice president. With whom was she running? 800-510-8255. Geraldine Ferraro ran as a vice presidential candidate 1984. And the question is, the bottom line is, who picked her? 800-510-8255. John McCain in hot water, kind of, because he was interviewed by somebody and asked why he picked Sarah Palin instead of picking Mitt Romney. Because apparently the Romney people were working hard to get McCain to choose him. And the reason he said that he didn't was because he thought that Sarah Palin better fit his own image or the needs of his campaign. So Do you think Mitt Romney would have helped
him
win?
Helped that work out for you, John?
Yeah.
Right. Made a star out of Sarah Palin, though.
Sure
worked
did.
Out fine for her.
Sure.
Really did.
Your daughter's got a show now and everything.
Yeah. All right. So, it's all right. Under the circumstances, we don't have a conversational discussion, a thread of politics here, but it is kind of interesting to look back and then think about what if. In that, we all spend our time thinking about what if and fill in the blanks. Maybe that's a good exercise. What if in your life, 800-510-8255, in your life, if somebody said to you, just in a blanket way, what if? And you think about, what if I had married this person? What if I had taken that job? What if I had bought that car? What if I had gone on that trip? What if? Think about that, and maybe you've got the basis for a conversation. It's not good to go back because you can't fix anything anyway. So judging yourself on past performance is never healthy. But I think sometimes people think, oh, my God, what if I had... And you
this is a
the
fun
device.
Game to play. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you want to play?
Okay.
Yeah. Richie's first coming.
I'm gonna do it.
What if Doug had never come to Radio America? That's Richie's.
No. That was inevitable.
No.
Sooner or later, you'd have gotten there.
Right.
What if you and Tony had never divorced?
That's an interesting... I'd be a widower now.
True.
Or would she have gotten sick?
I was going to say, who would have been the widower?
Right. But, I mean, a lot of who you are is based on your years of being single.
Yeah.
And I that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
Really?
What if? And, you know, you had this disdain for marriage and your relationships are kind of guided by all this. I mean, it's a big part of who
how
you
would
are.
Your kids be different if
how
you
would, and that's the actually the first thing I thought. How would your kids be different?
Hmm. What if?
What if?
All right.
Have you ever thought about that? Did you?
Have I?
Has that ever run through your mind? What
yes.
if we just yes. stuck
yes.
it out?
Yep. I would have been in jail for murder. Or she would have been. One or the other. That's the answer to that what if.
You'd be in jail for attempted murder.
She'd be in jail for murder, right. Because in past lives, she'd kill me. I told you that. I had been regressed a couple of times, and Tony had been in my life many times, and at least twice she'd killed me.
Right. And when you found this out, what did you...
Got a divorce. She's the one who wanted the divorce. I was oblivious, as usual, to what was going on. I was just working my way back to you.
You didn't know this until after you were divorced, though, right?
No.
Right.
800, a long time after that.
Right.
800-510-8255. All right, so what if that's one of our threads? But to go back to the Geraldine Ferraro question, she was the vice presidential candidate with what... candidate for president. Phil's in Mount Vernon, WMVO. Hi, Phil.
Phil?
Hey, how are you?
Phil, we're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, so who did Geraldine Ferraro run with?
Walter Mondale.
Okay, so now the important question here, after we get that answer, is who won? The GOP ticket won in a landslide. Who were the winners? 1984.
84. Reagan,
And who is his vice president?
Was it Bush?
Yes, it was. Give that man a prize.
He's pretty good.
Phil, good job. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Phil, you want to do what if?
Sure.
What if?
What's your biggest what if in your life, Phil?
What if? What if I wouldn't have been injured?
Oh.
What happened?
That's a big one.
What happened? I got hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, wow. How'd that change your
what
life?
What if they hadn't gotten in the car? That
yeah.
How did it change me? Well, I was almost 14 years old. I was a good golfer, and I probably would have, I don't know, gone to college on a golf scholarship.
Wow.
Things would have maybe turned out differently. I don't know.
There you go. Well, there's a perfect
not that
example.
They turned out that bad.
Yeah,
I have three kids, and they're all bright.
Good.
Good,
all right, but
good.
It, there still is. That's an exercise in what if.
You know, and that's a big what if
thank
game
you.
Is, you know, what if I just hadn't had that last drink?
What if I hadn't come to Framingham when I was a little tyke and lived across the street from a farm? What if Richie hadn't been in a bar one night and met somebody who knew somebody who
exactly
became
it.
His wife? That kind of stuff. What if Jennifer...
What if I had just taken a summer vacation instead of going to work for my dad at 12?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All those things. Heather, what if?
What if my mother hadn't found the shortest man she could possibly procreate with? I might have been
at least 5'2". Yeah, right, exactly. Might have had a chance. 800-510-8255. Let's do Eddie and what if. All right, Eddie, have you thought about a what if scenario?
Yeah.
And what is it?
What if I was 6 foot tall instead of
5'2". All right, that's you make a good actually. You and Heather make a good pair.
Are you single?
No.
Sorry.
Would you like to be?
No, not really.
Done.
No.
Sorry, Heather.
Eddie, don't pay any attention.
What if you were single, Eddie? That's the question. What if Eddie were single? All right, Eddie, you're.
Well, no, hold on a minute. Let's follow Eddie up. Eddie, real quick, what if you were 6 foot tall? How would your life be different, do you think?
I would be more, I would have pursued sports more.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball or baseball.
Yeah, okay.
You can play soccer at 5'2", though, right? You have to be tall to play soccer.
I'm not a soccer fan.
Yeah, but I understand. I'm just as far as the physical requirements for playing soccer, if
football,
you were.
Football, he could be a kicker.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, line.
Yeah.
All right, you can be short and stocky.
Very
all
cool.
Right, Eddie, thank you. Appreciate your call. 800-510-8255. What if? And you fill in the blank. It's 19 after on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It is now 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program.
You are correct, sir.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 866-2237.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get
me.
Read their blogs.
Me.
Connect with them
Jen,
on the
Jen,
page.
Jen.
DougStephan.com.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog.
Who's the one?
Talking all about how to give.
John.
They don't act with much honesty. You heard you, but the way to the truth when you say all you need is love.
This is George Harrison's tribute to his former bandmates. All those years ago, it was number one during This Week in 1981. Coming back 12, 13, 14 years. That's a great song.
We're living in a bad dream. They've forgotten all about mankind. And you was the one that backed up to the wall.
This was the time after they had their separation. They were lamenting the separation, or at least George and John were. George and John were very close. Ringo was always the last one out. And never, he never quite felt the love from the rest of them. But he and McCartney are okay today. They're not great friends. But I told you the story about Michael Jackson and George Harrison, what happened. Did I tell you that? I told that story.
Not to me.
This was when Uri Geller was getting married and Michael Jackson was his best man. I suppose they remarried, but I think it was... Uri never would fess up to this, but I don't think he was ever married before. I think he really got married.
Oh, really?
Ceremony. Yeah, I don't think Uri ever really married Hannah. Anyway, so Michael Jackson was Uri's best man. And it was bizarre, so bizarre. The whole thing was so bizarre. So I got to meet Justin and a lot of people who were very interesting English performers.
Justin from the movie Blues, Justin Hayward.
Yeah, right, Justin Hayward. So anyway, Uri and George Harrison were friends. And so somehow or other, George and Uri were talking about this wedding and the fact that Michael Jackson was going to be there. And Uri said, do you want to meet him? Because George Harrison had never met Michael Jackson. So I was the designated driver. I'm going to drive Michael Jackson and Uri over to George Harrison's house, which is about 8 miles away in Hanley from where Uri lives in the little village on the Thames. So the night before, we had it all, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, blah, 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 blah. All right, this has been the morning before the wedding. So McCartney apparently finds out, because Uri's not shy, news media is full of stories about how Michael Jackson's going to go meet George Harrison. So McCartney calls Harrison up and says, if you meet with Michael Jackson, I will never talk to you again. Next phone call from Harrison to Uri, well, maybe we ought not to meet after all.
Really? Oh, because Michael Jackson the Beatles catalog from McCartney.
Bought right. The Beatles. McCartney wanted to buy the Sony Music catalog, and
right.
Michael Jackson bought it. And
And they were friends. They did that song
together. They were before.
They did two songs together.
Never spoke again.
And McCartney had told
Michael Jackson,
that he wanted really want to make money?
Yeah.
Buy song royalties.
Yeah.
So he did.
So he did.
Yours.
He bought the So, that was the end of that deal.
And now it's all over the place. Oh,
yeah.
McCartney got some of it back, but Sony, it's a mess.
Screwed it up big time. All right, so anyway, we're exercising our what-ifs. What if Pete Rose never falsified his income tax? But that's not why they got him. They got him for falsifying his income tax. I got a story to tell you about that because he and I worked at the same station, and the day he was found guilty, which is this date in 1990, he came, after he got out of court, the next person he saw was me. I'll tell you that story in a few minutes. Plus, Jennifer has her...
I bet you'll like it.
...television report. I bet you're right! 28 after on Good Day.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pasta, than a dish or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission. Working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's
the
worst.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Dale Drake, Chief Anesthesiologist, 8055 MASH, U.S. Army.
I think the creation of MASH units was a really fine move on the part of the military. They really served the purpose for which they were intended. It was a place that surgery, more definitive surgery, could be performed with qualified workers, surgeons, anesthesiologists, and so on. And yet it was only a few miles from the action of the war. At night, you could see the flash of artillery and so on, and it just seemed like it was not very far away. I think that impressed me quite a bit.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Keep the conversation going. The Doug Good Way program. Good Way? The Good Day.
Good Way Day.
Good Way Day. Sounds like the same brain, frame drain contest. Heather Bachman is here along with Rich McFadden, who'll be gone for the next couple of weeks because he's going to South America to do his drugs. Jennifer is here. And
drug-free, thank you.
By the way, good ones, too.
Did you notice that Rich is bringing three suitcases? They'll all be empty when he comes back. So he could load them up with all kinds of stuff.
Did you make some coconut?
That's the way it works. You know what? That is one of the things I'm looking most forward to.
Coconuts?
Is sitting on the beach tomorrow and telling Franco is one of the guys who do beach vendors or whatever. To have somebody climb that tree, cut me off a coconut, they take the machete, top it off.
Isn't there a song?
And put the straw in there and you drink that water.
Franco, climb that tree for me and bring me a coconut.
No, Franco didn't climb the tree. That's
what's the coconut song? Isn't there a coconut song?
There's the lime and the coconut. It's the 7-Up commercial.
Jennifer Horn is here to bring us up to date before we get back to our what if questions. If you're just joining us, I sort of posed a... the way my mind works.
By the way, he's been planning this topic for years.
What if I had done this 20 years ago?
He just popped right out of his head. That's how this show works.
All right, anyway. So why do you have to tell all of my secrets?
Because it's very apparent.
Why? How is it apparent? I could have been thinking about that the way I set it up. You wouldn't have known whether I just thought about it or whether it was something that I planned to do.
Exactly.
How can you tell? Come on. All right. How do you know? You can't really tell. You're just saying that.
I can tell.
How?
I can tell.
How can you tell?
Because I know you.
Ah, that's foolish. All right. 800. Yeah,
foolish.
I got a what if for you. What if one of the 2,000 times we got into a knockdown, drag, screaming argument during the break, I actually walked out and never came back?
What if I didn't care?
I know. I keep coming back. So.
What if we check Facebook?
Hey, Jen. What an idea. Go ahead, Jen.
All right. We are just following the what-if story, actually, on Facebook. So if you're a little shy, you don't want to call in, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and answer what is your what-if. Also, Dougie, we posted a link yesterday to cyberwink.net, which is a fun dating resource we've been talking about on the show. And Cheryl checked it out. She commented that she thinks that you should buy it and give us the reviews, Doug. So see how if you can make it work in your own life.
I don't need it, but thanks very much.
No, but you said that this is for married people as well. And so
I'm not
that
married.
Means you're no, but you're in a relationship. And so maybe you can try it and practice it and
but
see how it works.
Helpful hints there on how to stay, how to keep the relationship hot and interesting.
Well, that's what you said. So I'm just saying maybe you should buy it and see. Give it a little test drive for us. Also, a huge debate on the ban on the gay Boy Scouts continue. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad one? I cannot tell you how this has just blown up. We have so many comments up there. And it's funny, a lot of the women think it's terrible that they're banning gays, and a lot of the men think that it's the right thing to do. So you can check out the full debate. Just a few things to say. Tom said it's a private organization. They can allow in who they want. However, if they take public money, they aren't private. At that point, they shouldn't be allowed by law to refuse anyone. Bob thinks it's absolutely a good idea. Patrick said it's not hate. It's doing the right thing. It's having integrity. It's interesting. Norma says, terrible idea and truly pathetic. How does this teach young men not to judge, grow up? Joe says, biblically and morally correct decision. Betty says, maybe biblically correct, but do you think Jesus would handle this the same way?
What would Jesus do?
Exactly. Now, Rich, so just check it out. There are a lot of comments up there. And, Rich, you were following something that our very own Bob Kay has up on Facebook.
Yeah, Bob Kay, our general manager of the show, posted last night, and this kind of struck a chord with all of us. I wonder if I'm the only one out here who is fed up with all the snide political, both left and right, postings on Facebook that want me to know that everyone is of a lesser intelligence than they if they don't like or concur with their posts. Too bad they aren't unlike or give me a break buttons.
I'll take the give me a break button on that.
Get a life.
It is a lot, right? I mean, there are a lot of political postings on Facebook.
But they're also, it's so negative. It really is indicative of what's going on in the political landscape. They're just taking the advantage set by the people at the top, which is asinine. Although I did say something that was, Jennifer had not heard this before, and I wonder how many of you, I say this with a smile on my face. Apparently somebody followed the trail, Mitt Romney tithes to the Mormon Church. So he gives 10% of his money to the church.
Mm-hmm.
The church is one of the largest investors in Bain Capital. I thought that was interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's also that story
I don't think
about
that shocks
Pepsi.
Me.
No, but there's also the story about Pepsi. You know, Mormons don't drink caffeine, typically.
No.
And they lightened that ruling when the Mormon church invested in the Pepsi company.
Huh. Pepsi. Yeah, cheeseburger.
Interesting.
What if there had been no Saturday Night Live? TJ in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
How do you do, sir?
On your what if thing.
Yes.
All right. Now, You read about these lotteries where somebody wins $200 million, $200 million to one to even have a chance at the lottery.
Right.
I'm here to tell you that you are a cinch bet compared to that, in the sense that you were even conceived.
I see what you're saying. How the DNA
so
gets
if
together.
If your parents didn't meet, you didn't have any chance of being conceived, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay, so was it Jennifer that talked about her mother finding the smallest guy she could procreate
Heather.
With?
Right.
Yeah, that'd
that
be
was
me.
Heather.
Yeah.
My mother found the tallest guy she could procreate with. We're like polar opposite.
Okay, but in any case, if she didn't meet the short guy, she wouldn't even be here.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
So she should be absolutely, totally thankful.
And you could say that about any number of immigrants that have come here or wherever they...
Look at all of the people
who have married
immigrants. The United States is
immigrants.
A melting pot.
Yeah.
What's the chance of an Italian marrying a Finlander in Europe? It happens, I suppose, but very slim. But here they end up in the same high school, or their descendants do, and they marry and so forth. So my position is that everything that happened in the history of the world before the second you were conceived worked to your benefit.
That's very provocative.
Yeah,
that's very good, TJ. Thank you. That's good stuff. Very good.
And I love your accent.
Yeah, very cool.
Love it.
800-510-8255. What if Brendan had not decided to get a bulldog, hadn't gone over to the house in Burbank where he found Charlotte?
Then you would be sad and cry.
Yeah, and she has so much this time of year. She eats the grass.
She's been licking her paws.
Yeah, well, she has allergies. All right, so she wants to go out, Heather. Would you take care of that, please?
Yeah,
while I do something that is maybe not as important.
Less important.
Yeah, but we have to do it anyway. Jennifer's television report coming up in No, I didn't mean that.
She's less important, like Jennifer's TV report.
Charlie Sheen and American Idol judges, do they belong together? Jennifer's going to talk about that in a few moments. It's 17 and a half before the hour. I want you to think about your health and well-being and how to avoid the trap of getting sick, because that's really what it's about. And some say it starts with weight control. And I guess I'm thinking a little bit about my cows here on the farm and how healthy they are. We give them lots and lots of minerals as they are pregnant and when they are calving. Nutrients that are dense, minerals, very important for your health and well-being. And most of you don't get enough of them. Why does the medical system prescribe invasive gastric bypass surgery for humans or prescription drugs for weight control? The truth is, according to research, you can lose weight if your body is properly balanced. And that means minerals, nutrients, vitamins, that sort of thing. That's the way you stay healthy. You got to check out DougStephanTeam.com and start your interest by ordering the Healthy Start Pack. Healthy Start Pack, 90 essential nutrients, mostly minerals, that will help you avoid 900 diseases. It's that easy. Just by getting 90 essential nutrients every day in the Healthy Start Pack, which you can get by dialing 855-309-TEAM. This is essential, not optional, and every day. 855-309-8326. Easy to get. DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM. Doctor tested, doctor recommended for life. Go to DougStephanTeam.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or Sprint Store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows 7 ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than 2 regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Now, 14 before the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we check television news info from Jennifer. Perhaps starting with a quick excerpt, Jennifer, from yesterday's View, where the ladies talked about the merits of Charlie Sheen joining American Idol. It's out of the year.
Now, what about Charlie Sheen as American Idol judge?
No.
You know? Well, wait. He said, hold on. Let me at least read it. Let me at least tell you what he said. Charlie Sheen said, and I'm quoting now, that he is genuinely interested in being a new judge on American Idol after he heard producer Nigel Lisco mention him as a possible replacement. Now you may react.
Now, what is he going to say? After everybody sings, what is he going to go? Winning! I mean, what? I just think watching Charlie Sheen would be like watching a train wreck up there.
They had Paula Abdul. I guess that wasn't
what
enough.
Charlie Sheen? She had a background in music. We could not take away from Paula Abdul.
Well, we can't forget the fact that this is also a show that young kids watch. So we need to, I hope that the producers behind it are paying a little bit of attention to whomever is going to sit in the chairs next round, because I think that Charlie Sheen obviously may not be.
Listen, we've been complaining about that show since it's this new incarnation, that it's boring, that everybody's nice. He'll be interesting.
If you put Charlie Sheen on the show, the very reason why you're saying we're complaining, you put a person like Charlie Sheen on the show, it becomes distracting because it's not about the singing. It's about what is Charlie Sheen going to do?
Well, what is he going to say?
Just to be a little bit dissension, but, you know, they said the same thing about Howard Stern.
Right. Exactly.
So I think probably if they put him on, I would rather wait a couple months to see how he does.
Well, I think Howard Stern has,
but hang on. Also, you know, because I know, again, people decide that the rest of your life, you are your reputation.
Of course.
And if, in fact, Charlie has made a shift, which it seems like.
Yeah. You think it's enough time to see there, if the shift has been made?
It's not.
I just went to the sewer six months ago.
Yes. Yeah, but you know what? If we're doing time factors, none of us can walk that path.
What if Charlie Sheen becomes a judge on American Idol? There we go.
A lot of people watch, and then if he's good, like Howard Stern was, they'll stay, and if they don't, they're going to do like they're doing with this sitcom and fall away really fast.
You know what they should do?
What?
They should make choosing the judges up to the viewers
and make it
a reality show in its own
self.
You're
a genius, McFadden.
That would be awesome.
Is that Charlie Sheen anger management no good? I haven't seen it.
Well, the rating, I actually haven't watched it. It's still on my DVR, but the ratings have fallen off. The first few episodes were really strong, and then they've started to fall.
Your DVR's getting full, isn't it?
It's at 97%. So this weekend, don't call me, I'll call you. You get it? All right. I have not had a weekend off in a long time. All right, Grammy Award-winning singer Mary J. Blige is joining The Voice. She'll be an advisor for Adam Levine's team during the show's third season. Last year, he had Robin Thicke and Alanis Morissette. Also joining The Voice this season is Michael Bublé, who's a member of Blake Shelton's team, which is kind of interesting that they're mixing up the styles of music this year. Last year, Blake had all country singers. This year, he's got Michael Bublé. Adam Levine had these kind of, you know, rocky, alternative-type singers. Now he's got a little soul on his team, which I like. Okay, speaking of judges, Aretha Franklin has made it very clear that she wants to be a judge on The X Factor. Well, yesterday, Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb, I always get her name wrong, on The Today Show, were talking about the fact that Aretha Franklin might be a little older than the young demographic that The X Factor wants to hit. Mm. Well, Aretha didn't take too kindly to this, and so she wrote a letter and said, "While I enjoy Kathy Lee and Hoda Daily, her assessment is totally wrong. My audience and fans spans the ages of 8 to 90 and are multi-ethnic, and I'm very well known to young adults, tweens, and teens."
So I agree, and she's right.
Yes,
absolutely.
I think, you know, and she's a diva. I think she'd be an interesting choice for a judge.
Richie. Yeah. Sofia Vergara is the highest paid actress on television. Did you know that?
She should be.
Yeah, right.
She's
hot.
She's
the best.
Followed by Kim Kardashian, who really, is she an actress? Not so sure.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I guess 51 after.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After the hour, from the Money Pit, Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the program, here to help you with home improvement tips. Summertime, summertime. All right, so let's we're doing a little what-if-ing today, Tom.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So here's something. What if you tried this tip? Involve your children in the next do-it-yourself project on your house, at your home. Let the children handle the tool, see how it works, and maybe they get a sense of accomplishment before trying to understand what the next tool is.
You know when this is really fun?
I think that's a great idea.
I demoed a bathroom about 3 or 4 years ago, and I let my son just
tore it apart.
I let my son just take a hammer and just go to town, and he
the first tool,
loved it.
The first tool you show them, though, probably shouldn't be the chainsaw.
No.
True.
You know,
no, probably not.
Yeah. No, actually, I've done presentations for kids' classes and so on before, and you take the tools and you explain each one and what it does and try to select a very simple project that they can do safely and without getting hurt. And you're right, it does teach a sense of accomplishment. It gets them used to handling the tools. And we have to remember, Doug, that, you know, as you and I went to school, there were classes in high school that taught this sort of thing.
That's
right. You know, we had shop classes. We had vocational classes. And even if we weren't going to school to become a craftsman, at least you knew which side of the hammer to hold. You know?
Well, here's the other thing. I got some great ideas. You just made me think. This is back to the what if deal, Richie. Mm-hmm. I remember the day in class when we took the old vinyl window blinds. We don't see them much anymore. I don't know if you still have them. And we cut them into slats. They were 9 or 10 inches long. And the teacher brought in a label maker. So we created labels, and I remember it was when I was growing a garden on my maybe the first, and I was using these little slats that were cut with the labels to identify the plants that were in my garden. And I thought it was, you know, first of all, if you used a pan or something, it would all wash away.
Right.
But just the idea of showing someone how to take a something that was no longer of any use and make it of use. it seemed to me that we don't have much of that anymore because we are so used to throwing everything out. But what can you look around and see that you could use over again and teach your children the value of recycling, if that's what you want to call it?
Well, you were like way ahead of your time there in terms of being green. I mean, that's what we do today to try to be green and be resource efficient. We look for things that we can reuse. I mean, in decorating today, there's a trend of sort of shopping your own house. Sometimes Leslie, my co-host, will go into a house, you know, look in the garage, look in the attic, look in the basement, find things that haven't been used for years, think of a new use for them or a new finish for them, and voila, you know, you've got a completely new look to a room.
Voila, is that like voila?
Yeah, so that meant voila. Voila. Voila, voila.
Voila. It's Tommy
Presto
Quadra.
Presto Changeo.
Quite, well, it's quite where here on the way, yo. All right, Lisa in Nebraska has asked Tom, as a first-time homeowner trying to repaint the rooms in her house, she has children who make messes and wants to know what kind of a paint is easiest for her to clean up after her messy children.
Good quality paint. So when you're looking at the paint, don't buy inexpensive paint because you can't clean it. But even a good quality flat paint is cleanable. Generally, you want something with a little bit of sheen to it, Lisa, like an eggshell, which is sort of the base level of sheen over flat. But good quality is very cleanable. And you got to teach the kids to stop writing on the walls. Although I will say
good luck with
that there's a product out now that you can paint on your walls and turns them into dry erase mark boards. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. So.
I remember as a kid painting my wall with something that it allowed me to use the chalk.
Yeah, there's chalk paint, too. Yes.
Yeah, chalk paint. Yeah. All right, next up on the letter side of things, Michelle, New Hampshire, has a small square white floor. These are white floor tiles in her guest bathroom. The grout between them is dark gray. It's called bacteria, madam. She wants to know how to clean it. And you don't have to replace it. Just clean this stuff that you can clean it up, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you use a really good quality grout stripper as opposed to a grout cleaner, they actually are much more caustic and do a really good job of brightening those things up. Now, if you want to change the color, you can actually saw out the grout. There are grout saws that you can use by hand that kind of scrapes it away.
A grout
saw?
Yes,
grout saw. Yep, really? Grout saw. Yep, so you can scrape out the grout and then re-grout it. And if you do, you want to use a product that is more stain resistant. Some of the grouts today have a lot better stain resistance qualities. For example, epoxy grout doesn't get nearly as dirty as the sand grout.
Hey, and Tommy, I just used my Hahn steam cleaner, my floor steam cleaner.
Oh, yeah? How'd that work out?
And then just went behind it. I'd steam it and then take my bristle brush and like a toothbrush and go through it. Boom. Cleaned it right up.
Yep. Wow.
Just
magic
using
man.
Water. Hot water.
It's Magic McFadden here with Tommy the K from themoneypit.com and the Money Pit Radio program. Check it out online. 59.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.